Would you like to see them?
Of course.
Miranda paused just before the open door. Cecilia looked in. Two young women in colorful smocks, a floor strewn with toys, and two sturdy toddlers. One, the redhead, was bouncing up and down, clapping his hands. The other, sitting in a scatter of blocks, looked quickly toward the door, grinning. They were normal, happy children, not monsters. Children who were more than lit fuses, who were potentially normal, if only they didn't grow up burdened with a past they had not made.
You have to send them away. There are people who want children and don't have them. There are places where these boys will be treasured as they should be.
Bunny said...
Bunny's dead. They're alive. They can have a good future. And the universe is big enough that they need not be anyone's pawns in some power game.
Brun wants to... She said... She doesn't want to hate them, but she can't live with them around. But neither of us can face the thought of an orphanage.
She's right. You said we were alike. We may be that much. If I had borne them in her circumstances, I'd have to give them up. It's a big universe. They need never know.
Cecilia left Miranda in the doorway and went on into the room, nodding to the nurses and sitting on the floor. Red, his hair an orange flame, put a fat thumb in his mouth, but Brownie grinned at her. Cecilia pulled out the ring of keys from the stable. His grin widened and he came to her, grabbing for the keys. Though he looked little like Brun, his boldness and the sparkle in his blue eyes suggested Brun's attitudes.
Lady Cecilia.
Cecilia turned back toward the doorway.
You look well?
Brun looked well physically. Her tall body trim and fit, her tumbled gold curls in a riot around her head. But the clear gaze was shadowed, darkening when she looked at the boys.
Oh, I'm fine. Considering everything.
I agree with you and your mother. These boys need a proper home, not to mention names.
Brun's face stiffened, then she grinned.
Still tactful, I see.
As ever. My dear, I'm almost 90, and rejuvenation did nothing to soften my personality. Why don't we do it today?
Today?
Both Miranda and Brun looked shocked. So did the nurses.
But what will you do with them?
Take them to a safe and loving home. Brun, you've known me all your life. Have I ever lied to you?
Brun shook her head, tears rising in her eyes. Miranda opened her mouth to speak, but Cecilia waved her down.
I have told you the truth even when it wasn't what you wanted to hear. I tell you the truth now. If you let me have these boys, I will see to it that they find a good home. I will do it myself.
But your schedule...
is my own. Miranda, you were twitting me with my self-indulgence. This is what self-indulgence is good for. I can help you right now because I have no other obligations in the way. Please let me.
Brun looked down, then nodded. Cecilia could see the gleam of tears in her eyes. Miranda stared at Cecilia a long moment.
All right. And I still have money for them. A start in a new life.
Good.
Cecilia tried to think what next. She had said today without really thinking what that would mean. But now the two nursemaids were watching her, waiting for orders. She had no idea how long it took to pack up two children or where to take them. But she knew she must not hesitate. She turned to the nursemaids.
Are you full-time employees? And would you be able to travel for a month or so?
Yes, ma'am. We're from Cerealis originally, but we thought we'd be staying for years.
Then will you please start packing, or have someone help you pack, the boys' things? I need to talk to Miranda and make some arrangements.
She would need a bigger ship. A momentary pang, when she thought of how easy it would have been with Sweet Delight and Harris Serrano to take the twins and their nursemaids anywhere. She couldn't make reservations on a commercial liner. Too much chance of publicity. She'd have to lease a ship and crew. No, to start with, she'd need another room. Set of rooms, in her hotel. She'd made reservations for one. Or perhaps another hotel. Ideas whirled through her head like leaves before a wind.
Miranda, let's go to your suite. We have business.
Yes, Cecilia.
Miranda nodded at the nursemaids, already beginning to gather toys.
I'll send a maid in to do the packing. Just be sure the boys are clean and dressed. and I'll take care of your salaries and references.
Then she led the way to her suite. Brunn came along with them, her face once more stiff with misery.
Do you have any notion where you're going with them?
The thought had come as Cecilia walked down the passage.
Yes, I know the perfect planet, and probably the perfect couple.
Do you want to know? Brunn sat, hunched, her eyes on the carpet.
Not now. Later, maybe.
Fine, then. Miranda, I'll need the use of your comm set.
I'll just call Poisson.
No, I'll make the reservations myself.
I have resources.
You said you were feuding with Bunny's brother.
In my own right. At least let me help.
Of course.
Cecilia turned politely to Brunn as Miranda opened a line to her bank.
Brunn, have you heard from that girl, Hazel, wasn't it, lately?
I worry about her. She seems to be doing fine for someone who's been through so much, but she has never admitted how bad it was. She keeps wanting to get me to meet with that ranger's wife, Prima Bowie.
Why?
Oh, I don't know. Hazel liked her, I think. She said she was kind. Hazel feels sorry for her being a stranger in our society. But she chose it. She wasn't abducted.
Are they all still together, all those women?
As far as I know, I don't really care.
I've deposited a lump sum in your account, Cecilia. I can send more later if...
Don't worry about it. Tell me, do the maids take the boys out to play, in a park or anything?
Not off the grounds. The news media are bad enough as it is.
Then how about palace employees with children? Are there any?
I'm sure there are, but I don't know who...
Perhaps the maids will. We don't want publicity when we take the children out.
The little crocodile of children from Briary Meadows Primary School, being herded through the public rooms as part of their field trip, acquired a short tail. They didn't pay much attention. They were tired of glass-fronted cases full of trophies, letters, gifts to this or that famous person by another famous person, the rooms of interesting furniture which they could not touch, the silken ropes on which they were not supposed to swing. The children had been promised a stop at Zifra's, the famous ice cream parlor, if they were good, and only a steady murmur of commands kept them from trampling one another on the way out the door. The nursemaids, now wearing the green smocks of adult helpers in the school, complete with dangling name tags, brought up the rear, each with a toddler on her hip. Outside, the remaining media scavengers waited for any sign of Brunn or her children. They had seen bright green buses with the school name arrive, and crowds of obvious school children arrive, teachers hustling them into neat lines, and adult volunteers scampering to catch the inevitable escapees. At least one such field trip arrived every day. The palace had always been a favorite tourist site, and busloads of children, retirees, and convention attendees showed up so often that no one in the press corps paid them any mind. Now, as the youngsters piled into the buses, and the harried adults counted, compared notes, and shut the doors, they ignored the confusion, keeping an eye out instead for the return of Lady Cecilia, whose limousine waited at the other end of the car park. A half hour later, Cecilia left, smiling into the HoloLens and accepting congratulations on her win in the senior trials. She fielded a couple of questions about her breeding program, expressed sympathy for Bunny's family, and stepped into the waiting limousine, which took her to the medical center, where Kevil Mahoney was still listed in critical condition. And later that afternoon, the two school volunteers, whose green smocks and name tags had been borrowed for a time, walked out of the service entrance with other palace staff who lived off-site. No one paid attention to them, either.